Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind. My name is Robert Lamb.
And I'm Julie Douglas.
And I'd like you to take a moment to just try and create, try and imagine the most destructive disease possible. Imagine a disease that ravages the body, that ravages just about every tissue, every part of the human form, that takes down the sex organs, that takes apart the face, takes apart your identity, and in some cases ultimately robs you of your mind as well before killing you outright.
Yeah, you mentioned sex organs, so also imagine that there's a moral dimension to this disease that would give you the sort of outward appearance that perhaps you had been engaging in conduct unbecoming to you.
Yes, and of course in all of this we are talking about a very real illness, and that is syphilis. We're actually going to devote two whole episodes to syphilis here. This first episode, Syphilis the Great Imitator, is mainly going to focus on the organism that causes syphilis and how syphilis manifests itself in the human body. In the second episode, we are going to get into the cultural and historical impact of syphilis, because that in its own right is an enormous topic of interest, because for 4.5 centuries, syphilis ravages the old world, ravages Western culture, and it's really kind of difficult to overstate the role that syphilis played in coloring Western civilization during that time.
Yeah, so don't run away, because this is all really interesting. The bacterium itself is fascinating, and then, of course, the cultural implications. Now, we had our first recorded epidemic of venereal syphilis occurring in Europe in 1495, and by the close of the 15th century, you have chaos just reigning in Naples, Italy, where there's a huge outbreak. In fact, Pope Innocent VIII asked French King Charles VIII to invade the city with troops to try to keep it under control. But what do you think happens?
Well, as we would eventually learn, sending troops in to deal with syphilis, not the best strategy. Because they're going to end up catching the syphilis, and then when you draw the troops out, they're going to take the syphilis elsewhere.
Exactly. And the problem here is that syphilis is being known as the great imitator because it has all these different symptoms that at the outset might be mistaken for other illnesses. So imagine this time period in which this was happening and people not quite knowing what they were dealing with.
Yeah, to quote Sir William Osler, he says, "No syphilis in all its manifestations and relations and all other things clinical will be added to you. There is no organ in the body nor any tissue in the organs which syphilis does not invade, and it is therefore manifestly difficult to speak, at least at all concisely, of the pathology of the disease, just as it is almost impossible to describe its clinical symptoms without mentioning almost every symptom of every known disease." And these symptoms are not going to be the same from one person to the next. Mm-hmm. So you have a disease that is seemingly very stealthy, very nefarious. It's changing its shape. It's changing its strategy. It's going dormant. It's popping back up. And the whole time, everyone's trying to understand what's going on, how to prevent it. Again, there's this whole seemingly moral side to it because it's spread through sexual contact, and it ends up spreading across every social level in society. It's a disease that ravages the poor, it ravages the rich, it's hitting the royalty, it's hitting the clergy, it's hitting anyone who's engaging in sexual contact.
Which is everyone, right?
Yeah.
And in fact, it is so prevalent that you get a couple of references to it in Shakespeare's works, like pox of your houses in Romeo and Juliet, which is now a curse, like a pox on you.
The pox,
But the problem with this is that we tend to think of it as this antiquated illness, right? It is not, in fact, the Centers for Disease Control estimate that annually more than 55,000 people in the U.S. get new syphilis infections. And during 2012, there were more than 49,000 reported new cases of syphilis compared to 48,000 estimated new diagnoses of HIV. So it is still present, and it is most common in people between the ages of 20 and 29 years of age, which has led it to be called Cupid's disease, by the way.
Yeah, and of course, one other way we should mention that you can transfer syphilis is through an unborn child, and so congenital syphilis, which we'll talk about a little bit more later, that's also a huge problem because when the syphilis manifests in a newborn child, the effects can be pretty disastrous. So once again, syphilis, even though it is of tremendous interest from a historical standpoint, it is not a purely historical disease.
No, we just don't put as much emphasis on it these days in terms of infectious diseases because it can be controlled by penicillin, and we'll talk about that later.
Yes, it can be wiped out by penicillin, and that has been a huge advantage in the war against syphilis for sure. But still, it is an adversary that carries on even in the advent of what would seem a magic bullet.
Yeah, and let's talk about this dastardly organism, also known as Treponema pallidum.
Yes, Treponema pallidum, which is a treponemal disease. There are other treponemal diseases, which we'll get into. These include Bajul, Penta, and Yaws. None of these, of course, are sexually transmitted, but they are essentially skin ailments that are transferred by skin-to-skin contact.
Yes, so they are related to Treponema pallidum, but they themselves, as you say, are not spread through sexual contact.
And I should add, to be clear, if you want to get really particular, syphilis is caused by a subspecies of Treponema pallidum, essentially Treponema pallidum, but for all intents and references going forward, Treponema pallidum, T. pallidum, syphilis, you'll know what we're talking about.
Yeah. Now, this is a spiral-shaped bacterium, also known as a spirochete, and we're talking about slender, spirally undulating bacteria here. And again, it is most often spread by sexual contact. And the disease occurs in three primary stages. We'll talk more about that. And these later stages that we'll discuss are not so common in our modern era.
Right, yeah, because the later stages obviously deal with a case of syphilis that has not been treated, not been cured with penicillin. All right, well, let's start with transmission, and I'd like to sort of encourage you to think throughout this with an invasion. All right, well, let's talk about how syphilis is transmitted, and I'd like you to think about this in terms of an invasion, because that's what it is. Mm-hmm. We're dealing with an invasion of these spirochetes into the human body, and this invasion takes place in a few different phases. So syphilis can be spread again by through the birth placenta, by kissing, close contact, transfusion of fresh human blood. But the main ways that it's spreading is through sexual contact. We're talking vaginal sex, oral sex, anal sex. All of these will serve as an entry point. Now, the way that the spirochetes enter the body, they enter through the skin. And when intimate contact of this nature is made, that is when the spirochete enters the body, enters through the skin.
And there it will hang out until it makes itself known in the form of a syphilitic sore, also known as a chancre. And chancres occur mainly on external genitals, the vagina, anus, or in the rectum. They can also occur on the lips and in the mouth. So this is when you see most of the transmission occur among people, when these sores are present.
Right. This is primary syphilis. This is first stage syphilis. And think of this in terms of the enemy initially getting in to the fortress. This is the chancre is literally the entry point for the spirochetes. And it may be a small number of spirochetes, it may be a larger number of spirochetes, but this is where they're getting in. This is the hole in the fortress wall.
Yeah, and these chancres can appear usually around 21 days after infection, but sometimes as little as 10 or even 90 days.
Yeah, and they may hang around for 3 to 6 weeks. And here's the thing, they can, if you look up pictures online, and sure, you should definitely go and do a Google image search for what these look like.
Gird your loins.
But they may look pretty intense at times, but these are painless, and they're easily confused with any number of small skin ailments that may pop up in even a healthy person's life. You know, the stuff like ingrown hairs or various other bumps that may be caused by any number of other ailments. Again, it's the great imitator.
Right. Now, if you do not get treated at this point, well, then it gets into secondary syphilis. And during this stage, that's when you see those skin rashes, sores in your mouth.
And so that's the primary stage. And it's key to note here that the chancre disappears. It vanishes. So if you were concerned about it, if you were like, I wonder what this painless, ugly spot on my genitals is, well, then it goes away. And that's one of the dangers that we see over and over again with syphilis, is that the infection seems to go away. The illness may seem to go away, but as we're about to learn, it does not.
And again, imagine yourself in, the 15th century, if you have this, and then that disappears. You think, oh, everything is fine.
Yeah.
Right?
I was upset over nothing.
Ingrown hair.
Maybe you didn't even notice. It's entirely likely that one wouldn't even notice that the chancre had popped up.
Now, most likely you wouldn't have been treated at that point in time, because there wasn't anything necessarily to treat you with that was really effective. So it would then develop into a secondary stage called secondary syphilis, in which you would have skin rashes and or sores in your mouth, vagina, and anus, also called mucous membrane lesions.
Yeah, and you may also see other varying symptoms, such as fever, lethargy, headaches, general body aches, hair loss. And this is the point in the invasion in which the enemy made it in the primary stage. And in secondary syphilis, the enemy has spread throughout the castle. All right, and is making itself known throughout the invaded city that is the human body.
Right, and you are highly contagious at this point. In fact, genital sores caused by syphilis make it a lot easier to transmit and acquire things like HIV infection, right? So you can get a secondary infection at this point. In fact, there is an estimated 2 to 5-fold increased risk of acquiring HIV if you're exposed to infection when syphilis is present in these first and second stages.
Now, at this point, after secondary syphilis, and here again, we see that the secondary syphilis, this outbreak period, this goes away as well, which again could lead someone to say, well, that was horrible, and maybe they may not even realize that it was connected to the primary outbreak, and they can easily imagine, well, I'm done with this now. It's done. It's finished. Whatever illness was affecting me, the pox has left me, right?
Yeah, but little do they know that this is just the latent stage of this, and it's just waiting around. It might not even reveal itself for decades.
Yeah, so imagine the enemy has invaded the castle. They've made a lot of mischief, and then suddenly they seem to be gone. But they're not gone.
They're in the basement.
They're in the basement. They're in every house in the city. They've literally become a part of the city. They're essentially a sleeper cell. And that is what latent syphilis is.
Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples.
Rob, as the local host with allergies here, they sent you some of their nasal spray to treat your allergies. What was your experience like?
Yeah, that's right. I always wrestle with the pollen a bit when it rolls in during the spring. So they sent me the little nasal spray. I tried out the product and yeah, it sure did help me get on top of my symptoms for the day. And it's so fast acting, it was already kicking in before I left the house.
Astapro is a first-of-its-kind nasal allergy spray. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription-strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing.
Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can get Astapro and go today. Astepro allergy.com. Astapro and go. Use this directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
Today's episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then, through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles in a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There's still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. If you haven't heard of Visible, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. Having a one-line plan means you only need you to save. No estranged roommates, exes, cousins twice removed, or AI-powered humanoid robots needed. And because $25 a month really means $25 a month, you can call, text, stream, whatever, as much as you want without worrying about getting dinged at the end of the month.
No hidden fees, no surprises. No, really. It's like the old saying goes, you can't judge a book by its cover, but you can judge a company by its name. So spread the word. Tell all your friends there's a wireless company out there with transparency in their name, and they're called Visible. Start saving on wireless today at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Tertiary syphilis, the stage, really is quite gruesome because it kind of takes everything in the body down to the studs, or more so, I should say. It's like you say, the sleeper cells in the basement, they become stronger and they come roaring back into the body and they cause a lot of havoc.
Yeah, it's, I mean, we see this over and over again with syphilis, but it has such metaphorical power, is one of the reasons that I think we're, aside from its power to harm and disfigure us, the reason we're drawn to it, so, is you do see this idea of the infection, it flared up, then it flared up again, and then it comes back. In only 15% to 30% of the cases, a much stronger form in the tertiary mm-hmm. stage, far more debilitating, far more destructive, and ultimately lethal stage of the illness.
Yeah, in this late stage, you could have symptoms that include difficulty coordinating your muscle movements, paralysis, not being able to move some of your body, numbness, blindness, and dementia. And then in the late stages, the disease begins to ravage your internal organs, and that is what can result in death.
And this is one of the remarkable things about this is that this stage can occur 10 to 20 years after primary syphilis.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, it's, again, the metaphorical power of this. It's like the sins of the young individual coming back to destroy the older individual, you know? It's gruesome stuff. And again, so one may not even remember that first outbreak, all that clearly. And
yeah.
Then suddenly all these changes are happening to their body and ultimately to their mind.
Yeah, and we have largely up until this point treated this in a very clinical fashion and not really talked about the sights and the sounds and the smells of what this looks like, mm-hmm. which we'll do more in the next podcast. But just know that at this point, this is really adding injury to insult, because you might have lost your nose, you know, and recovered from that. And all of a sudden you think you're out in the clear, and boom, it comes back in such a corrosive manner that you find out that this is really the death knell.
Yeah, corrosive is an excellent term to use, because you see the loss of teeth. You see the destruction of the palate and the mouth. You see the collapse of the nose into what is known as saddle nose,
mm-hmm.
where basically the nose collapses in around the bridge and becomes kind of upturned and smaller looking, and then may eventually appear to rot entirely. Saddle nose is also can also be caused by just damage to the nose. You'll
yeah.
see boxers that suffer from saddle nose. Also, extreme cocaine addiction can sometimes have that effect on individuals. But yeah, you're seeing it attack your facial features. You're seeing it attack your genitals in a very destructive manner. And then also getting into your organs. Back to the quote that I read at the beginning of the podcast by Dr. William Osler, the spirochetes of syphilis attack every part of the body, like nothing is off limits. To go back to that castle analogy from earlier, the invader has lived in the city for 10 to 20 years, and now in potentially every household in the city has decided to just burn everything to the ground.
Right. Now, the other part of this is that syphilis, as we have mentioned before, can be transmitted through the placenta. So what does this mean? It means that during that time period from the 15th century to the 20th century, there are a lot of children born with syphilis, also called congenital syphilis.
And even to this day, according to the World Health Organization, you have 1 million children born annually with congenital syphilis.
Yeah, and it's very serious stuff, because nearly half of all children infected with syphilis while they're in the womb die shortly before or after birth, and sometimes this can also result in stillborns.
Mm-hmm.
And despite the fact that syphilis can be cured with antibiotics, if caught early, there are rising rates among pregnant women in the United States. And that, of course, has increased the number of infants born with this. Now, some of the complications include blindness, deafness, deformity of the face, and nervous system problems.
Now, why does syphilis hang out in the body so long, you might be wondering? Well, it may be due in part to teeth pallidum having a slow dividing time of 30 to 33 hours. And it's likely that T. pallidum undergoes an even slower rate of division during the latent stages of the disease. So it's a long living creature from a bacterial standpoint.
Yeah, so it's like a bacterial crock pot.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about the current state of treatment in infections. Oh, but I say current. I have to mention that there are a couple old-timey ways in which there are thought to be cures for it, one of which is mercury.
Yes, mercury.
Yes, inhaling mercury vapor. In fact, this was so common for hundreds of years that a little phrase came out of that, a night with Venus, a lifetime with mercury.
Yeah, so you would find yourself going regularly for essentially skin treatments, taking these mercury steam baths,
mm-hmm.
and enduring the harmful effects of that mercury inhalation on top of the ravages of syphilis.
It did kill the spirochete, but yes, it also poisoned the patient.
Yeah, well, there are a few different factors involved there, because on one hand, there are arguments to what effect the mercury had in killing the spirochetes, but then the spirochetes are so entrenched in the body, what can you do? Also, again, think about that primary and secondary stage, the flare-ups and the disappearance. You have individuals that could go into to be treated for their symptoms of syphilis, and lo and behold, the symptoms vanish with the treatment. Not because of the treatment, but just because of the timing of the treatment. And ultimately, again, you're dealing with 4.5 centuries in which there is no cure for this illness. So if someone's trying to sell you an illness, you're going to try and buy it. That's just how it goes. And, you know, if this disease is ravaging my body, if you tell me that mercury might help, then I'm probably going to try mercury.
Sure, you're going to try anything at that point, including malaria, which is apparently something that was discovered in 1917 by Julius Wagner Jarrig to help halt some of the symptoms of syphilis, particularly neurosyphilis, that advanced stage in which you get psychosis and you get paralysis. And they found that if you induced a malarial fever in patients, well, that could help with the actual infection.
Today's episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then, through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There's still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. If you haven't heard of Visible, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. Having a one-line plan means you only need you to save. No estranged roommates, exes, cousins twice removed, or AI-powered humanoid robots needed. And because $25 a month really means $25 a month, you can call, text, stream, whatever, as much as you want without worrying about getting dinged at the end of the month.
No hidden fees, no surprises. No, really. It's like the old saying goes, you can't judge a book by its cover, but you can judge a company by its name. So spread the word. Tell all your friends there's a wireless company out there with transparency in their name, and they're called Visible. Start saving on wireless today at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You also saw the use of so-called syphilization treatments. This was where you would essentially try to inoculate the patient in the same way that you would treat them for smallpox.
Mm-hmm.
This didn't work.
But this is submitting yourself to the disease, right?
Right, yeah, trying to build up, bodily immunity. Doesn't work. I've read some mixed reports of how experiments on rabbits in the modern age have potentially shown some possibility there, but you get into a situation where it would take so many applications of syphilis, and we're talking about a rabbit, and it hasn't been studied enough, and you would certainly could not study it in humans. So yeah, and then also, why study it when we have penicillin that can wipe it out?
And sometimes it's diagnosed by testing fluid from a syphilis sore and looking for the spirochete via dark field microscopy.
The name of that blood test, by the way, is the Wasserman blood test, and it was developed in 1906, just to get everything in the timeline squared away there.
So, as we had mentioned, syphilis can be treated with antibiotics. So, we're talking about penicillin, we're talking about G-benzatine, doxycycline, or tetracycline, and that's for patients who are usually allergic to penicillin. And the length of treatment depends on the extent of the infection and factors such as the person's overall health. So, let's say you didn't get to it right away and you kind of get to the second or have a secondary phase of it, you would still have to deal with any sort of ill effects that you might have sustained at that point.
All right, so at this point you might be wondering, what can I do to decrease my chances of catching syphilis? Well, according to the CDC, there are basically two things you can do, because there's no vaccine for syphilis. We have a cure for syphilis, but then again, you get into the problem of detecting it, knowing to report it, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And then even once you've treated syphilis, there's no undoing any damage that it's done. So, number one, be a part of a long-term, mutually monogamous relationship with a partner who has been tested and has negative STD test results. And number two, use latex condoms the right way every time you have sex. Condoms prevent transmission of syphilis by preventing contact with a sore. Sometimes sores occur in areas not covered by a condom, however, and contact with these sores can still transmit syphilis. Because again, it's about, it goes through the skin. It's not something that travels, through the orifice.
Now, this might surprise you, but the people who really need to hear this most, besides 20 to 29-year-olds, mm-hmm. are senior citizens.
Yes, and this surprised me. This was some interesting material that you discovered.
Yeah, we actually, a while ago, we had someone from the CDC come and talk to us about STDs, not because our group needed a talking to, but
because of the syphilis outbreak at work.
Right. No, but because every once in a while, someone will come and sort of give us information, and it's always very interesting. And he had mentioned then that retirement communities, assisted living facilities, these are all hotbeds for STDs. And this is in part because they are not practicing safe sex. And also you have to keep in mind that, that for a long time, perhaps many of the community members were in long-term relationships, but now they probably have lost a partner and it's a very social community.
Okay.
There's a lot of sex going on with senior citizens in these communities. And numbers from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show a rapid increase among older people. We're talking about between 2007 and 2011, chlamydia infections among Americans 65 and over increased by 31% and syphilis by 52%.
Wow. See, I had no idea. I end up struggling to try and piece together like a timeline for a hypothetical assisted living resident of how they acquire the syphilis and then how they end up passing it on to multiple people in the facility.
They just need to get the old posters, you know, from the 1940s and put them back up. And we'll talk more about that in the next episode.
Oh,
but
yes,
there were definite campaigns, trying to get some sort of awareness going with Americans about STDs.
Indeed, yes. We'll get into all of that in our next episode titled Syphilis Through the Ages. All right, so there you have it. A little introduction there to syphilis, to treponema pallidum, to the spirochete, and what it does to the body as it invades and then sets up a residence and ultimately, in some cases, tears the body down. In our next episode, we will get into all the cultural aspects of this. Well, maybe not all of them, but some of the high points for sure. The history of the disease in Western culture, all of that. So do check that episode out if you enjoyed this one. In the meantime, be sure to hit up stufftoblowyourmind.com. That is where you will find all of our podcast episodes, our blog posts, our videos, links out to our various social media accounts. And when you do check out the podcast page for this episode and the next syphilis episode, I'll include some links to some cool resources about syphilis, about the history of the illness, as well as links to various blog posts that we've put together that deal with the topic. So you can see some of these posters that we're talking about. You can see some images of tertiary syphilis, etc.
And after you visit stufftoblowyourmind.com and percolate on all of this, no doubt you'll have some thoughts that you want to share with us. And you can do that. And also I wanted to mention, if you have personal accounts of STDs that you want to share, be assured that we will not share your name, that we will keep this confidential. So you can send your missives to us about this stuff at blowthemind@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.